Greetings from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Eggnog is making headlines today here at the North Pole thanks to a new report from the North Pole Dairy. Elves over there report that there are no supply issues this year and that the North Pole will have plenty of eggnog through Christmas. You can almost hear the collective sigh of relief from the elf population at the North Pole. Joining us with a live report from the North Pole Dairy is Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, I know the eggnog thing was in doubt there for several weeks. What changed?
Well, we got some happy cows over here now. What many elves don't realize is that eggnog first comes from milk, not eggs. They use eggs, of course, but the rich, creamy milk from North Pole cows is where it all begins, Frank. The challenge is getting those cows to produce in the prodigious amounts needed to supply the North Pole with elf eggnog. And that was an issue there for a while, and traditionally, it's an issue at this time of the year as the snow starts to fly. Like everyone else, those cows have to come inside, and when that happens, they aren't very happy. And unhappy cows don't make much milk, Frank.
Crash, elf eggnog is a brand of eggnog, and it's my understanding that it is only at the North Pole. How is elf eggnog different than most other eggnogs out there on the market? I mean, couldn't the North Pole just fly in eggnog from other places?
Elf eggnog is a brand here at the North Pole, and I think they have an exclusive contract or something. You cannot even get other brands of eggnog, and even if you could, I don't think the elves would actually drink it. I can remember taking a trip to the United States during the month of November, a couple of years ago, Frank. And I was with a group of elves doing some scouting for the tracking department. We stopped at a grocery store and tried some of that stuff they have there in America, and, well, the elves just thought it was the most terrible stuff. And it's not that it's terrible stuff, Frank. It's just not elf eggnog, that's all. We're pretty spoiled here with the eggnog we get at the North Pole.
Well, Crash, since you've had both kinds, how would you say the elf eggnog that we have here at the North Pole is different?
Well, it's creamier but lighter, Frank. It's not loaded with the sugar, which we, you know, as elves love, but it has a slight fizz to it, just a little zing that makes it so refreshing to drink. Elves love it, and we guzzle it by the gallon. But it's not available anywhere else, and I'm told the actual recipe is a closely guarded secret. It's got high protein, which helps with our energy levels, and I think there's some good Mexican vanilla in there, too. Maybe even some of that Madagascar vanilla. It's not too sweet, and when it's ice cold, well, it's just the best, Frank.
Thanks, Crash, and now I'm thirsty. Anyways, more good news about the progress of Christmas here at the North Pole now that we know that eggnog is assured through the end of the year. I'm L. Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.